Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Know-how is better than knowledge when it comes to education. Now, you may on the surface agree with me, but probably not. Everything seems to be caught up in knowledge, and most of it's trivia, the way we use it culturally, to be able to answer game show questions and have generalized knowledge. And we make fun of people that don't know general knowledge, you know, Leno or whoever on the streets type interviews. The fact is that it is actually know-how that's the answer. That's the chief aim of education. And if you miss this, especially as a homeschooler, you're going to miss it bad. And I have a great example that I want to prove it to you with. My name is Dr. Fred Ray Librand, and I'm inviting you to listen to me because, well, we homeschooled all five of our kids. We've got a whole set of courses out there. I've been doing this for a decade plus of helping families all across the U.S. especially, but really around the world, equip their children to do better than just okay in the future. And this lesson right here is the best I've got. All right, so this dictionary was published in 1974. I got it, to the best of my recollection, as a birthday present because I asked for it. And so it's quite a cool dictionary. It always has drawings in it. See, there's a mole. So the cool thing about this dictionary is, one, I like to read it. Strange enough, I certainly did more in high school and college. But that's the trick. You know what we all do in education is we spend an incredible amount of energy trying to teach our children a lot of vocabulary words. Vocabulary, 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 vocabulary. And that's fine. And they need it. The SAT is going to require that. Reading requires a certain amount of it. But here's the fact. You can spend a lot of energy memorizing this much of the dictionary when, in fact, what you really need to know is how to use this thing. Because if you can use it, you can look up any word. Or you can start adding to your repertoire of words. You're able to go in and see exactly what you're looking for. If you hear something out there, I mean, nowadays we can look it up online, Google it. My Kindle has it in there. Things automatically tell you definitions, echoes and Alexas and Siri's and all the rest of this stuff. But it's the principle of the skill. It is about skill. It's as has been said that education is the acquisition of the utilization of knowledge. Alfred North Whitehead. So that's the idea. It's about skill acquisition. Do they know how to use a dictionary? You know, these parents that used to say, like mine did, look it up, are onto something, because then you can become a self-teacher. And if you understand that principle of self-teaching and you understand the principle of skill over knowledge, you can grow the knowledge once you have the skill. So you learn to read, you learn to do math, and you learn to write. That's what goes on. The dictionary is a perfect long-term illustration for us. This thing right here is telling us the story. Teach a child how to look words up, and all the words in the language are available to him. Hope that helps.